Hello, how's it going?
Oh, hi, Chanto. I'm doing good. How are you?
I need your blessing. I'm blessed, but I need some blessing.
What you are to? That. You're right. The more blessings, the better. I like the way you think. That's awesome. So I was just following up from Local Splash. You probably already got the notification, but we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something was going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, my banking, somebody tapped into it. I've been having all kind of issues.
Oh, no.
My security money is supposed to come in. It took all that, so I don't have no rent money. I have none of that. And so when that was going on this one, you got to help me to forgive me because I'm in deep water. I can't not swim.
Okay. We can definitely give you more time. That's not a problem. So I'll just put a note on here that your account is,
well,
you know, kind of messed up.
A 2-3 job and I will come back to life.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that'll help you get out of the hole, huh?
Yeah. Can you put a good word in for me? Because when that time comes, I will bless you back. Bless the company. Bless everything.
You're so sweet. You know, here's the thing, Chantho, is when an account goes into suspension because the payment fails, everything stays active, but there isn't any active programming being done on the account because it's past due. So that's not to say that you won't get client calls because you're already ranking on the first page. But definitely we can't do any adjustments or extra programming or anything like that until the payment's up to speed. But one thing you could do on your end that will definitely help you is to work on getting some more 5-star reviews on your Google listing. So I'll send you a little email that will help you with that. It'll say learn how to get more reviews. And it's so simple. You can just copy and paste it and send it to some of your past and present clients. And it'll help you get some more of those 5-star ratings on Google, okay?
Yeah. So right now, I get no phone call. That's why. And Christmas time is so weak. I cannot get anything. And New Year come through. Man, everybody's happy. I don't want to.
Everyone's buried from the holidays. I get it. No, I totally understand. That's why I said I don't have a problem putting a note in here that you just need some more time. So I can follow up with you in a couple of weeks, and hopefully things are a little bit better for you at that time, okay?
You live in Gulf?
Am I what?
You live in town close to me?
No, we're in Southern California.
Oh, I said, if you're there, I'll wash your house for $100 right now.
Oh, you're so sweet. No, we're in Fountain Valley, which is right next to Huntington Beach. So we're about 4 miles from the beach and about 20 minutes from Disneyland.
Man, I would go live there just for the beach and the Disneyland.
Yeah, it's a nice location. There's always something to do around here, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure it's big, so I can get a lot of jobs out there.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. But it's competitive out here, too, with all of the, like, realtors and the flipping houses and stuff, like painting and pressure washing and drywall. It's very competitive out here, too, you know?
Yeah, I don't think anybody can beat me.
Oh, good. Well, that's some good confidence. Absolutely.
I want to grow my business all over the world. You don't know.
Yeah. Well, this definitely is helping you. I do see that there's a lot of leads on the dashboard that came in through the call tracking number that we provided for you. There are 687 of them altogether, which is great.
Good. Send half of that my way, and I'll pay the Local Splash as soon as I finish do the work.
Okay, yeah, no problem. I'll touch base in a couple of weeks, okay?
Okay, yeah. No,
I'm thinking, yeah, unless you want to give me the new card number now and I can just set it up to process in a couple of weeks, because this one says it's no good.
Well, you know, a lot of people have been tapping to my account, so it happened, so.
Yeah. I know, but did they send you a new one in the meantime, or?
Yeah, they sent me a new one. I haven't activated yet. None of that.
Okay. Well, that's what I was saying. If you wanted to, I can put the new card in here and then just process it in a week or two so you have some time to come up with the 129.
Oh, man, one job. I can cover that. Plus, I have extra.
For sure. For sure. Yeah. And let's say that we push the billing out to next week, Friday, for example, which is the 24th. Another thing I would do to help you on the back end is I would push the next billing out 30 days. So you'd be paid in full till February 24th. Because I wouldn't want you to have two payments so close together, you know, to have the January payment process late and then the February payment processes at the beginning of the month. You know, that doesn't make sense. So I'll put a note in here that once this is taken care of, we'll push the next billing out 30 days for you, okay?
Okay, let's do it on the 24th because I do get paid on the 20th from my friend. They owe me.
Oh, good. Okay, so let me push
the 24th
billing
out. Babe.
Yeah, that's next week, Friday. That's what I figured. Most people like their billing to run on Friday, too, because, you know, usually there's some kind of money coming in. So I'll put the new card number in, and I'll just process it on the 24th. Is it still the same billing address on 8123 Bernay Drive?
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
4330.
Okay.
774.
Okay.
2769.
Got it.
1880.
Now, the second group of numbers after the 4330, the phone cracked up. It was 774 what?
43.
Okay. And then 2789-1880?
2769.
Oh, you know what? I had a 6 and I read it back as an 8. I am so sorry. My contact's a little fuzzy, but now that I moved it, yeah, it's a 6. So it's 2769-1880, right?
Right.
Okay. Okay. And then expiration?
1229.
And the code?
812.
812. Okay, so you're all good to go. I'm going to process this on the 24th, and then once that's good, we will push the next billing out to February 24th. So moving forward, rather than your billing date being on the 7th, it'll be on the 24th of each month, okay?
Yeah, anytime after the 20th, we Gucci.
I love it. Well, you stay Gucci. You sound like you're a hustler. It sounds like you're going to grow your business and you're going to do very well. So I definitely enjoyed talking to you. And then we'll get this process next week, Friday. And in the meantime, have a great rest of your week, too, okay?
You too.
Thank you, Chantho. Okay, bye-bye. Yo, you're very welcome. Not a problem. Okay, bye.